Hey, this is George.
And this is Sarah.
And we are
Talking Messy,
where tough love meets compassionate honesty.
We may be 0% politically correct, but we're 100% emotionally intentional. So here's what.
So we've already established that we're not fans of the unicorn hunters.
Right. Okay. So unicorn hunting, do you want to tell them how... I guess there's sort of a definition. Let's see how you normally would say unicorn hunting is.
So unicorn hunting to me, it's one of those, okay. So when you refer to someone as a unicorn
so
hunter.
So what happened was.
Typically, what you're saying is, we're a couple and we're looking for someone to add to our relationship.
Mm-hmm. We're new to Cali,
right?
We want a third,
right? Mm-hmm. Right, or we're looking for our sister wife or whatever. Mm-hmm. And a lot of times, what you run into with unicorn hunters, like this is why we're clarifying unicorn mm-hmm. hunters, is that they don't really have any concern for their third, mm-hmm. In terms of really like any like human rights almost,
right.
And they treat them as more of an object than a person.
Yeah, I think also one of the things I see is it's more important that we're both interested in you.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't matter if you're interested in both of us.
Right.
But if you show any interest in us, it has to be absolutely equal. You can't show a preference for either one of us.
Right.
So I think it is a little bit like dehumanizing and depersonalizing.
Mm-hmm. That is not to say. And then they get really super upset because they can't find somebody who fits into that.
We're so frustrated about this. That is not to say people looking for a third is a bad thing.
Right. They're not all unicorn hunters.
They're not. Sometimes they're just looking for a guest star.
Mm-hmm.
Especially like if, you know, you're swinging or if you're just trying out different things or monogamish, poly-situational, whatever you want to call it. So sometimes they're just trying it out to see if that configuration works for them. And as long as they're upfront about it, hey, cool.
Right.
Some people actually find that a triad works really well for them.
Absolutely.
And I am fascinated by this because I don't get it. I'm so used to hearing people talk about my relationship styles and being like, I don't get it. I mean, I get it, but I don't get it because mm-hmm. to me, a three in a dynamic is one of the most difficult things. Like quads are a little easier for me to comprehend
right.
when you have four people, whatever configuration of genders, whatever configuration, whether it is an actual quad where they're all seeing each other. Or whether it's more of like a Z relationship.
Two couples.
Two couples, and one of them might see one of them, or one of them might see both, or whatever. The triad, it almost seems like the unicorn of relationships to me.
It is a little bit. It's funny because I have probably known more poly people who have ended up in triads, but that wasn't really what they were looking for to start. And mm-hmm. I think that, to me, is a good sign of like, I'm doing this the right way. Is
yeah.
that you just kind of lucked into it. It just happened organically. It wasn't sought out. It wasn't like, this is absolutely the only kind of relationship that we're going to consider.
Mm-hmm.
And so, yeah, it's fascinating to me that like most of the, well, I wouldn't say most, but a lot of the poly relationships that I know are triads.
Yeah. And a lot of them that you see in the media are mm-hmm. triads where it might not be a full-on romantic triad. You might have somebody being the hinge in it. You
right.
have this V relationship where, say, you know, two men, they are involved with each other, whether sexually or romantically, or maybe not at all. Maybe they're just like really good friends, they're mm-hmm. colleagues, and then the woman is involved with them romantically or the third person or whatever. You know, okay, I'm going to come up with whatever configuration and then insert type of person here.
Right.
But yeah, it is interesting to me because as a director,
mm-hmm.
when I look at this from an artistic viewpoint,
mm-hmm.
The trope is love triangles or things like that.
Right.
But also that dynamic of three people and the power play between three people and how it is so hard to even it out when there's any triangle, whether it's three friends,
mm-hmm.
the three witches of Eastwick, you know, the three, whether it's three people, you know, and like this person likes this person, likes this person. It is always the most interesting power dynamic for me in directing.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it is the most, I don't want to say dangerous or treacherous, but if it just, like I said, it is the hardest to get right.
It is. It is. And the problem when you get into like unicorn hunting is that you have people who are doing it unethically, who are treating this third person as an object and not a person,
mm-hmm.
Who aren't trying, you know, understanding of they're an individual and they have individual tastes and preference, and they're not necessarily going to be equally attracted to both of you.
Right. And guess what? They might want to also see other people.
Right. Right. That's another thing that I hear a lot of is, you know, they can only see us. Like, we each get now two partners, but they get two partners, but
they don't get any other. Yeah, they don't partners. Get a choice on what other partners there are. We're the choices.
Right.
We choose together the third person.
And a close triad is not, again, it's not a bad thing if it's done the right way. Mm-hmm. And understanding that, because like you said, this is the unicorn of relationship structures, you're gonna have to be patient. If this is what you want, you gotta be patient. There's no like, I'm giving up on Polly because I can't find a third.
How often have you seen that one? Is that we couldn't find a third for our relationship, so non-monogamy doesn't work.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like, wait, hold on. How did you go about this?
Right.
What, you know, yeah.
And this came about, like, just this morning you said, you know, you saw a post, we're looking to add a third. And mm-hmm. I think if you just look at the syntax of that statement.
Yes.
That you are mathematically defining your relationship.
Right. You're already treating them as this integer and not a person.
Mm-hmm. And when I talk about the power dynamics, you already have a shorthand with a person you're in a longer-term relationship with.
Mm-hmm.
So it's super easy to go into couples privilege. And I know this is a huge complaint.
Yes.
Couples privilege.
Yeah.
Especially for solo poly types that they're like couples privilege, even if they're just seeing one person.
So define couples privilege.
Couples privilege to me, and I am definitely no expert on anything at all except for maybe cheese. Not even that. I just eat it a lot. Couples privilege is when you have sort of these invisible boundaries and rules that are created by a couple seeing, whether it is one or both people seeing a new person, that it's kind of like the home turf advantage psychologically.
Mm-hmm.
You are more familiar with your partner understands you more, and you by default treat somebody psychologically, hierarchically.
Mm-hmm.
It's fine to have a primary, it's fine to have a secondary, but it is the automatic treating of others as less than.
Right.
Because
we as the couple, we're the priority.
Because you make yourself a priority at all times as a couple.
Right.
And
I think one of the things is stepping back and looking at it as these are three individuals involved in a relationship and all that that entails. You know, building a relationship with two people.
Right.
It's tough. I mean, people
and even if you have a hierarchy, we're recording this in the morning. Can you tell? If you have a hierarchy, I think some people choose that and it works for them.
Absolutely. So that's
but
the other thing is
secondary should not feel secondary.
Right. Right.
Tertiaries, whatever. Just because you have a primary, a nesting, an anchor in your life, other people should not feel less than. You wouldn't do that to your friends. You say, I have my best friend. But you don't treat your other friends less than because of it.
Right.
And in couples privilege, it is very obvious that other people are less than.
But also you have to take into consideration that, you know, being, it's not a matter of being equal. It's a matter of being respectful to the individuals.
Yeah.
And doing, you know, things in the way that they need it to be done.
Yeah.
And not saying, you know, okay, well, me and my wife, we have, you know, three nights a week that we have date nights.
Right.
I'm like, who has that time? 3 nights a week we have date night. And so now I have 3 nights a week where I'm going to split with my other partner. My other partner's like, I don't really need to see you all that often. Yeah. Like, we're good. And I'm okay with that. Mm-hmm. Continue seeing your wife those 3 nights of the week. But I don't need that kind of attention. I'm a more of a free spirit. I want to kind of go do my own thing.
So then when you have triads, you used to have one relationship with one person.
Right.
And now it doesn't just increase mathematically, it increases geometrically.
Yes.
Because you have this one with this one, and they have this one with this one, they have this, and you also have this one with both of them.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a whole thing. And somebody's always like, you guys are ganging up on me.
Right.
Oof.
Yeah. And that's a really hard thing to negotiate when in a triad, mm-hmm. is being able to have that kind of open communication to say, you know, we're not ganging up on you, but we need to address this, mm-hmm. you know, and not making them feel like they're doing something wrong. And regardless of who it is in the relationship, it's like not necessarily pointing fingers and placing blame on one person.
Yeah, so it partially came about because of that statement. And like I said, that statement just rubs me wrong.
Yes.
We're going to add a third.
Right.
It's like, we're going to get another couch.
Right. I'm adopting a cat, you know, whatever.
It also infantilizes the person in a way, not just depersonalizing, because when you say, well, you always look at the person as the third, it is almost like you're taking them on as a dependent, mm-hmm. or something,
mm-hmm.
where you expect them, they should always be the tiebreaker, and you're going to be fighting to make them be on my side.
Yeah.
Be on my side.
Right.
You're taking sides on me.
Right.
So here's a book I haven't read yet. I just saw a thing on
it, and I'm really interested in this.
Yeah. It's called A Geek's Guide to Unicorn Ranching, Advice for Couples Seeking Another Partner. So they say, don't be a unicorn hunter, be a unicorn rancher.
Yes.
As far as people who are interested in triads. And when we read it, because now we just found this yesterday and we're like, we're totally reading this.
Right.
And we will do a review on it later, because just the idea of it, and then the post this morning that you saw that, mm-hmm. put that together, was like, okay, we're going to have to talk about this.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think it's good to kind of change the perception of it that, you know, unicorn hunting bad, unicorn ranching good.
Yeah.
You know, the terminology. And I know that, like, some people are proud to say, like, I'm a unicorn hunter. Okay, mm-hmm. but understand the negative connotation that takes on when you say, I'm a unicorn hunter.
If you're willing to eat the shit from saying that. And also, it's so like, some people proudly say, I'm a unicorn.
Mm-hmm.
And then...
I have a story. One of the groups that I'm in.
Story.
Nice, really cute blonde girl, 18 years old, posted her intro and was like, I'm a unicorn.
Oh gosh.
And it was like, oh, the shit show that's going to follow this.
Oh my gosh. She probably broke the internet.
I feel so bad for this girl because I was like, she's going to get inundated. I was so proud of the community in this group that stood up and said, here are guides to ethical triad, building ethical triads. Here are, you know, if you need anything, like, I've been in a triad, hit me up. Like, they were so supportive. And then there's always, like, one creeper in there, you know, like, me and the wife are looking for a third, you know, or whatever. But there weren't as many of those that I would see. And, of course, there's always, like, the single guys who were like, what's up? Like, maybe not a triad? Like, maybe just a single dude? Like, come hang? But
maybe we have, like, three different FWBs and we can all unicorn together.
Right?
Like, that'd be cool.
But, yeah, I was really impressed with the support. Because I think all of us who, you know, are familiar with what's going to happen when you post something like this, we're like, oh, girl, like, here are some resources. Like, we don't want you to get hurt, because she's like, I'm new to poly. And I mean, she's 18.
Oh.
And I was just like, oh. Okay, thank you for, like, taking her under your wing and, like, being, you know, her tutors. And it was very, very nice to see that. Because we are very aware of this. If you are in any of, like, the Facebook groups or anything like that, you see it constantly.
And I think people are starting to become more protective of the self-admitted unicorns.
Yeah.
Instead of bashing. Because
there's nothing wrong with being a unicorn.
Yeah, I used to see them get bashed for admitting they're unicorn. Right. Or in the boys' case, they're narwhals.
Right. I know. I've heard narwhal, dragon. I don't know.
It's narwhal and other things. Dragon, because it's the horn.
Yeah.
Because I am seeing somebody who is the unicorn of unicorns who will. Yes, it's a boy.
It's the boy. It's the
man. A man who will go out with men and women. And
shocker.
Yeah, unicorns are normally considered to be women. Yes. Not by babes.
Right.
Right. So I thought, well, what is the boy version of this? Because, yeah, you don't hear about that as often. And no. I think that they are considered the unicorn of unicorns.
Right. Right. There are definitely fewer.
Yeah, and especially if... Oh, if they're a top, they're they're the Holy Grail. That's a whole other conversation. Right. We haven't had a conversation about tops and bottoms. We need to have one of
those. All right. We'll do that.
And whether it's like tops and bottoms are BDSM, but they're also sex. And that's a whole other
thing. Yeah,
we'll anyway, so yeah, I haven't seen a unicorn bashing as much lately, and that makes me happy.
Yeah. It seems like the community as a whole is kind of starting to see the abuse that happens within, you know, unicorn hunting, and they're starting to back people up and say, you know, it's cool that you want this, and like I'm glad that you're willing and open to talk about this, and you know, wanting to be in an ethical relationship.
Yeah.
So here, you know, tips, tools, guys. Oh, dude,
I would totally be a unicorn if I were into girls. Let me just tell you. Because I need more than one person in my life. Mm-hmm. I am a lot.
Yeah.
I am.
But it doesn't have to be a triad.
Yeah. No, for me.
I mean, you're making it work.
Yeah. Because I've been out with like four people at once before, and that's... Then it becomes, it's too much for me to maintain them. Like, I need to, I'm so selfish. I'm like, I need people to deal with my brain. They don't have to take care of me, but just dealing with all my venting and my babbling and stuff.
See, so, for me, like, my ideal, and like, and I know that, like, the chances of this ever happening, like, slim to none, but, like, my ideal is a cohabitating bee. That's what I want two male partners to live in a home with me, that kind of whole thing. Like,
I could totally deal with that.
Have outside partners, please.
Yes.
Oh, get out of the
house. Yeah, I know. Cohabitating V in a duplex or something.
Oh, that could be nice.
Yeah.
I know. In my head, I'm like, I'm super rich and I have a giant house.
Yeah, everybody has their own wing. We've built, in a smaller version, we've built tiny homes, but then you think that starts to look a little bit like a compound and we're starting to look like preppers then. Oh, gosh. So, you know, maybe a duplex or like, yeah, something like that. We go, okay.
Yeah.
We can Airbnb out some shit.
Yeah. So for me, I mean, it's kind of like building a triad because you are still working with three different individuals.
I think that is my version of a triad is to have this couple of at least the one stable person and then, you know, the rotating whatever the cast of characters is. Like they're a sitcom.
The absolute 100% like ideal would look for me about like one of them like works from home and likes to cook, and one of them works outside of the home and so is at home like all the time. And I have this perfect ideal, and I'm not holding myself to it.
Right, that's and I'm thing. So glad this came out because yeah, that is the difference. You can have that fantasy and that ideal like as long as it's not like. Here's the goal, and here's the aim, and here's what I'm actively working towards.
Right. I'm adjustable because, again, you are working with individuals. When you are dating, you are working with an individual. I don't know what that relationship's going to look like. I always say I go into relationships with no expectations because I build my expectations off of what that individual gives me. And so as we
don't know if white nerd can handle living with another person anyways. He's so used to me. We would have to have a total other wing or next door or something.
Right.
We can all live on the same street. But he's also very into I want to have some time alone.
I like my space. Yeah. Right. Like, and I don't want to have to be like, hey, get out. Like, you know.
You don't want to make them drive home. So if they live next door, it'd be cool. We just need to buy a condo building or something.
Right.
Oh, good. It's starting to look like a compound.
Yeah. No. Jesus. Compound, commune, whatever. whatever.
Why do people think we're a cult? Because we all need our own space.
Right. And I mean, that's not to say that I wouldn't be okay with having somebody around like all the time. I don't think that would be a problem.
As long as it's the dog.
Right.
I'm fine with the cat being around all the time.
Yeah. But especially like if they're dating other people outside of the house, like, yeah, I don't foresee that being an issue. Mm-hmm. Who knows? Again, this is an ideal. I have no guarantee that this is ever going to happen.
So, yeah, if you can distinguish between what is like sort of your fantasy, your dream, your ideal, mm-hmm. and not.
But don't force build it up as an expectation.
Yeah. Don't force yourself into it. Don't force other people into it. If try it happens, awesome. Mm-hmm. Tell me how you make it work, because again, I'm just fascinated and I don't know if I could ever make it work. So I bow down to you, those of you who make it healthy. I guess my V relationships are about as good as I get on making it work. And I'm fine with that. Yeah. Works for me, like I said.
I will say that my biggest piece of advice to people who are opening up and who believe that a triad is really what they want. I mean, not having the experience, it's hard to say whether that is going to be your ideal configuration or not. But if you are just opening up, date separately. Do the dating separately and Please. See, let things develop, get to know your metas, you know, build relationships, and don't be so focused on this is absolutely the only thing that we're going to settle for, because you're limiting yourself in that way.
Unless you just want fuck.
I mean, right. But then if you do, that's cool.
Fuck it.
People want to fuck and that's fine.
Fucking's gonna.
You're going to find somebody. I mean, we had this discussion the other night about, you know, put it out there. Be open. Be honest.
Yeah. Put it out there.
Yeah. Put it out there, because somebody will take pick up what
somebody
you
will
down.
Take it.
Somebody will do. Like, somebody wants the same thing that you want. It is true.
Oh my God, I'm being so juvenile. Don't say put it out there to me.
Why not? I mean, it's true. If you just want to fuck, tell people, I just want to fuck. There's got to be somebody who's going to go, hey, me too. There's going to be somebody else who's like, I'm not in a place for a relationship. This sounds fun, you know?
I'm going to need some more coffee before we do more.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, I'm going to go see what people have put out there.
Caffeinate.
Comments, questions, knock knock jokes?
Shoot us an email, talkingmessy@gmail.com.
And that's my story.
The end.